好啦，翻到嚟我哋节目时间第二节嘅部分 ，Having lots of fun， 好开心。出名嘅作者 Kevin Kwan can come into 我哋嘅 Fair Trade Radio 嘅 studio， we've all got our books ready， our cameras ready， we're just so happy that you could be here。因为咧就呢本书不单止咧系一个 series of books 啦，咁其中咧就 Book One 咧亦都系将会系一套嘅荷里活嘅电影。
系啦，八月十七号就上映噶啦。咁其实咧，当我哋知道话呢套戏会搬上大荧幕嘅时候咧。好開心啊！因為咧喺荷里活嚟講咧，可以話係廿幾年以來咧都未有一套真係荷里活電影咧係全亞洲嘅卡士。如果記得嘅話，上一套咧應該係1993年嘅《Joy Club》，係嘛？係咧就嗰個喜福會啦。咁廿幾年以來都冇啦。
Twenty-six years ago.
Oh my goodness!
And it's only the third movie.Because before Joy Luck Club, it was Flower Drum Song.
Yes!
Starring my cousin, Nancy Kwan.
Wow!
It's your cousin.
She's my cousin, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So tell us, now, you said in the first segment that, you know, the book slowly and then suddenly it took off. And then how did the movie come about?
Yep.
Well, interestingly enough, the Hollywood people were already talking to me before the first book came out.
Huh.
But then I think...You know, so we were in talks and there was a lot of interest already. But once the book really began to take off, then the excitement and the demand for the rights, you know, movie rights increased.
Yeah. Ooh. So that must have been a very exciting moment for you. Did it sort of like you've arrived with your book? Your book is...
You know, they always say you really can't count your chickens until they're hatched.
Mm.
So, you know, I knew that Hollywood was interested and they wanted the rights, but until a movie actually happens, until you're walking down the red carpet, you know, you don't really feel like it's ever going to happen, you know. So for us, it took 5 years to make the movie, which is actually quite a short time, if you think about it.
Yeah, 但通常呢一個作者嚟講呢，賣咗版權之後呢就冇聲出噶啦，因為咧呢個電影公司嘅事噶啦。Usually, an author has no control of how the movie will come out. So, do you when you sign a contract, do you try to gain some kind of control, like try to make sure that some elements?
I really did because for me it became a partnership. I found the right producers that really believed that they had to involve me, and so together it's every creative decision they've involved me, and I've had.You know, my vote.
So you are the executive producer?
Executive producer, and so I helped them to select the screenwriter, we selected the director, and then we had the most fun casting the movie. You know, we have an amazing international cast.
So you choose who adapt your novel into screenplay.
Exactly.
咁我哋問阿 Kevin， 即係個由書變電影個過程咧，其實都係唔係簡單嘅，都需要五年嘅時間㗎嘛。
係啊，同埋通常一個作者賣版權之後咧，就係冇得講，冇得出聲嘅，可以話。
冇乜話事權。
咁但係咧，就 Kevin 嚟講咧，就係話唔係今次咧，佢同埋個電影公司咧係一個 partnership， 係一個合夥嘅形式嘅。咁所以咧，佢係每一個嘅製作部門，即係譬如揾下邊個導演啊，邊個編劇咧，全部佢都有份去挑選嘅。
係，我明白嗰個理由，因為咧你寫咗幾本書啦，你知道嗰啲書裏邊嘅人物係啲咩人物，咁你希望人哋。Be true to the novels. Would that be part of the driving force? You want to maintain some kind of a say in the movies?
Absolutely, because my first commitment is to my readers, you know, and the fans who really love this book more than I can have possibly imagined. And you want to make sure they're happy with what happens and how each, because the characters have become so important to the fans that they get it right, you know, and so...I think the other partner in this whole project has been the fans. They've been so vocal in what they want and what they expect out of this movie. So we've really tried to stay true to that.
係因為咧，好多時咧，電影咧，if it's改編 from 一啲書咧，有好多人都有啲怨言嘅 ，because it's not.Like、
都唔係我讀書嗰時想像咁嘅情景嘅。
咁啊 ，Kevin 就佢爭取嘅理由咧，就因為咧，佢覺得佢有個責任 towards 嗰本書嗰啲 fans 啦。
去滿足啲 fans，
滿足啲 fans， 因為佢哋好熱愛本書啦。咁跟住咧，就啲人物裏邊啲書咧係真係好生動嘅。咁佢就覺得，如果佢可以係保留翻一種嘅話事權，去揾翻一啲似翻嗰啲人物咧，就對啲 fans 咧係可以話對得住咯。
係啦，咁但係始終書同埋電影係兩種唔同嘅媒體。So book and movies are two different mediums. So you need to give up something from a book to make it happen in the movie because movie is just 1.5 or 2 hours, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. So is it very difficult for you to, I really want to put this in the movie, but I can't?
Not at all. And that's why I wanted someone else to write the screenplay. I realized from the very beginning, you know, like the movie is not going to be the book.
Oh.
We know that.
Mm.
There's no way, unless you want to do a whole miniseries, you know.
Yes.
And I also was not interested in a word-for-word transliteration into a movie.
Right.
You know, the movie has to exist and make sense for moviegoers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very lucky to find the amazing John Chu, the director, you know, who really could share my vision. He knew what was important about the book and what needed to be on screen and which characters needed to be emphasized. And so, yes, we did lose some stories. Some characters did not make it in. You know, there's hundreds of characters that deserve to be in a movie, but we had to make some difficult choices.
But what about the dialogue? Because like in the book, like you footnote some, explain some Venetian dialogue.
I love the footnotes,
dialogue.
By the way.
Yeah,
I wanted to say I love the footnotes. It is such a nice touch to read and then go and look at the footnote. Ah, oh, that's what it means. I love that idea.
Mm-hmm. But would it be stay
in the movie?
No, there's no footnotes in the movie. But I think they really did a good job showing what the footnotes say, first of all. And then really, you know, you'll see. I mean, the dialogue is brilliant. They really took parts of my book and the way they formed it for the movie screen. I'm very happy.
Tony 剛才就問Kevin 呢, 因為電影和書是兩個不同的媒體來的, 會不會因為拍電影就要失去了書裡面的其中一部分呢? 當然Kevin說是絕對是會有的, 有一些地方是要放棄的。 但是也因為這樣的理由呢, 他就請個screenwriter, 就不是他去寫, 找個screenwriter去寫。 但是Kevin的意思就是說, 其實他都很滿意, 非常滿意出來的效果, 都是很風趣的。 當然一本書裡面有很多個角色, 沒辦法全部在戲裡面,但是應該在戲裡面的都保留了,還有笑話那些全部都是保留在這裡的。 So how about casting the characters? Because the characters are what makes the book.
Absolutely. I played a big role in selecting them. And many of the people that I wished for, when we first began doing this, Nina Jacobson, the producer, she said to me, like, who is your dream team? Who is the dream list? And write those names down. And I would say at least half the names that I wrote down are in the movie.
Oh.
Michelle Yeoh, for example, was the very first name I put down. I said, she has to be Eleanor. And guess what? We got Michelle Yeoh. So, you know.
Okay. 我就問Kevin呢, 當然就要配角啦, 去找很多角色啦, 他說呢, 當時呢, 他們的casting director呢, 就說, 不如你告訴我聽, 你最理想的team是什麼演員啦, 他就寫了給他, 他說超過, Kevin說, 超過一半呢, 是給他, 達成的其中一個角色呢, 就是大家都很熟悉的楊紫瓊啦, Michelle Yeoh 楊紫瓊呢, 也是飾演裡面一個很重要的人物, 就是Eleanor的噃, 這個都是滿足了, Kevin的requirements to get some of the cast. So now that the cast is there, the movie's coming out.
Yes.
So how's all that going along?
I mean, it's been fantastic. You know, the trailer of the movie was released 2 weeks ago, and just in the first day alone, in 24 hours, there were 6 million views. So it went viral. It went viral all over Asia. And I think there's so much excitement. You know, people are really ready for this movie, both in the West and in the East. They're so excited to see something like this brought to life.
I like the word excitement. 这个 那個trailer的預告片就是兩三個禮拜之前一擺上網就一日之內就有六八個hit在互聯網上令到很多亞洲或者北美洲的人都很興奮其實興奮得來除了看到那個 很受歡迎的書搬上大銀幕的影像終於可以見到究竟是怎樣的樣子之外其實興奮還有其他原因的不如休息回來再繼續說
Yeah, let's take a very short break 我們轉頭回來繼續的